everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 696. I'm Bruce Harold, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy. A soggy 5th of July.
Mm-hmm. Happy late 4th, everybody.
Yeah, happy 5th of July to you.
Mm-hmm. Hope everyone was safe. No one lost a finger.
Yeah, very. No one Jason Pierre-Pauled themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I forgot he did that.
That was crazy. That was a crazy time in sports when he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was at the peak.
Yeah.
Of his performance when that happened. I remember that being like a crazy deal. Wild to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I was a fireworks kid. I loved them. And I had a lot of close calls. My hair caught on fire one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a lot of product in it. Bottle rocket went over my head and dropped a spark down or whatever because we're having a bottle rocket war. And hair caught on fire. Now, I will tell you, they're insanely... When I say on fire, I think that's probably... I'm probably taking some liberties. I think a spark fell down and burnt my scalp a tiny bit.
Yeah, but you remember it like it was...
I remember it as like I look like
death.
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I look just like Sweet Tooth out there. It's not... That kind of behavior shouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The fireworks are dangerous.
I was never one for shooting. I was always one for watching.
Yeah, well, watching is much safer.
Mm-hmm.
It is. There's no good outcome to a like firework war like we used to have. So I grew out of that. I haven't actually like shot a firework in years and years and years.
A couple years ago, my coworker invited us over for a fireworks thing, and we went over, and that was the first one years, like 20 years that we went to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just not a, it's just too many people. I just have gotten aware. Like, I watched clips on TV this morning. You and I played Minecraft just all during the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
All during the celebrations, which we could hear all around us. We just Minecraft it up. Now, Minecraft should shoot off fireworks. Like, I know we could have.
Yeah.
But they should have it. Like, the way Grand Theft Auto does, like, events.
Mm-hmm.
They should do a little bit of that.
They give you, like, a free pack of, like, 20 or something.
Mm-hmm. That way you could, like, get all your buddies together and put on a show at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been... That would have been all right.
Yeah, so funny fireworks story, or 4th of July story, not fireworks, before first light. So remember when Fort Campbell used to do the big fireworks thing?
Yeah.
So it was probably 97, 96, 97, 98, somewhere around there. We go to the 4th of July thing, and then we're leaving, and we're going out at gate 5. This is when all the gates were opened up, and my friend was driving. It got foggy, so we couldn't see, and he ran off into the ditch. Mm. So you have... Three guys, so the one guy that was driving is 6'6", 300 pounds. All the other ones is me, you know, 5'9", 150. My friend Jason's probably 180, 6'2". Otis is about 6', maybe 150. So us three smaller ones are out of the car trying to push it out of the ditch while the guy's driving. And then my friend Jason's like, "You're the biggest one. Get your ass back here and push the car out." So we were trying to push. Some GIs come up. There's like three of them, big dudes. They all come and they help us push the car out of the ditch. It was just a funny moment we always remember on 4th of July when we talk.
I just was thinking, there's never been a small guy named Otis.
he is small though.
But he's tall.
No, he's only 6'.
That's tall. It's taller than me. That's all you have to do to be tall.
6', maybe. He still probably is about 160 right now.
So Otis has kept up with himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like there's no like 5'3 Otis out there.
No. The other two Otises I know are big, big boys.
Like thick?
Yeah, one's a wrestler and the other one's a guy that worked at Quebecor. I worked at Quebecor with. Both of them were big, big boys. Like round, they can roll down the hill.
I'm gonna check Otis Redding, see how tall he was. I think the most famous Otis. We learned through text message that you can't count Otis Spunkmeyer because it's not a real person. Can I just get a Wikipedia? I just type in height. Because as soon as I don't, everybody's going to be like, oh, well, he's little.
Mm-hmm.
6 feet, 1 inch, 220 pounds.
Yeah, big boy.
Gotta be.
Especially there for that time.
Yeah, yeah, that was a big man. Born September 9th, 1941, Dawson, Georgia. Died December 10th, 1967.
Wisconsin. Yeah.
Plane crash.
Damn. And plane crashes King, be getting people.
King of Soul. You know, every now and then, it's not as if planes are falling out of the sky all the time. It's just when it happens. It's dying in a plane crash, I think, is a lot of people's fear. So it's like you're almost desensitized to like a car wreck.
Yeah.
Whereas like a plane crash is still something that happens infrequent enough that you're like, holy cow. But it does seem like celebrities every now and then, like every decade or so, you get a pretty big celebrity that goes down in a helicopter or a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
But they also fly more, so obviously the odds are higher.
Right.
Yeah. Scary stuff. There's typically not a happy outcome to a plane crash.
No, not. No. So besides that, so your week, like I said, like you said, we played pretty much Minecraft all week.
All week.
Then did you do any good purchases or?
Not really. I got I just can't stop buying Lego Friends lots from Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
I got two of those in this week. The one I got yesterday, $14.99 with shipping. So $15, 30 minifigures.
Yeah.
Or mini dolls. I'm really banking on that the future that Lego fans pivot on the mini dolls and just decide to start loving them.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you right now, they don't love them. They're not very popular. But I don't know I don't know how you turn that deal down. That's 50 cents a minifig.
Mm-hmm. It's a good deal.
Hard to beat.
Were they put together? Do you have to put them together? Were they correct? Or
so the thing with Goodwill is they're not a lot of times they're put together. They're often not correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a pretty good system where I get them in and typically they're like assembled in some sort of fashion. So I'll take a Google image and that tells me pretty quickly if we're close or if somebody took a lot of liberties at the Goodwill store.
Right.
Somebody created these. And usually it's like the outfit and the face are correct. The hair is wrong. And then the hair is on another one who has the correct. So it's like a lot of just swapping back and forth. But every now and then you get a Frankenstein where you're like, these legs are not even the same color as the arms, is the same color as the face. The hair clearly doesn't work for the face. And the mismatching clothes is a thing a lot. But I have such a bag of parts now from buying these lots that I can, you know, I've got some I'm just like waiting on a hair piece for. So if I get extra hair or the wrong hair, I can swap it to one that fits.
Yeah.
So of the 30 that were in that bag, I probably had five that weren't correct, like total. So it's a full person. It's not right.
And then the other parts just go into the part bin.
Yeah. So I had the faces, the hair, the torsos, the legs. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them I'm just waiting on one piece for. So like I'm just waiting on hair. I leave those fully assembled. Hairless, waiting on hair. But I've had times where I've had to take those apart and take a piece off of those to complete another one, and so then I completely disassemble.
Yeah.
I want to get crack baggies and I want to separate everything out to where it's easy to grab like the bag of heads, the bag, because some of that stuff's small. And then like a Ziploc bag is too much for it all, but I want to sort it all out. I wouldn't mind a little tiny like tackle box that was just big enough to hold parts of tiny dolls.
I was just about to say, you could probably get one of them little separator,
Yeah,
Lego bin separators, and just throw the pieces in that.
I need something that with a little bit of width on it because the legs or the torsos are small, but the legs are long on those. So I need just a little bit of space to kind of spread them out and sift through them. This was a good lot though. It had a lot of the Lego princesses in it, and the princesses have decent, except for Elsa, have decent resale. So some of those are $10 minifigs. Yeah, it was good.
Good. So me, did you, that's all.
Yeah, that's all I bought.
With me, I didn't buy anything, but one thing, I went to Target, and me and my wife were checking out. We just went through the normal line, and as I was walking out, she was putting the cart up, and then I look over in the return area, the customer service, and I see like a figure over there, and I'm like, wait a minute. I told my wife, I said, hold on one second, let me go look at this. So I walk over to the counter, and behind the counter, there's a bunch of these YouTube toys. And then I see the glow in the dark Sackboy that Ryan got, that you got a couple weeks ago. It's in the.
It was more than a couple weeks. I'm super
Yeah.
shocked that you found it.
Yeah, it was sitting there. And then I asked the lady, I was like, hey, is those for sale? And she's like, yeah, you can buy them. I was like, why is it back here? And she said, someone returned a bunch of these a couple hours ago. It was an online order. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I actually, if I can look at the other ones, I looked at the other ones, but none of the ones were ones we wanted, but just this one.
It's the U2's only at Target, limited to 5,000, glow in the dark Sackboy.
Set 2114, or number 2114 out of 4,000.
Yeah, it's part of their Sackboy Adventures collection.
It's in great condition. I don't see any box wear or anything.
That's what's insane. I went launch day to Target. I bought the one they had, and mine is in worse shape than yours. Because it's in like a, it's like a box. In a box, in a box. And so when they slid the box into the sealed, like outer shell, my sticker peeled up a little bit. And then that goes into another, like, protective case. So you can open their protective case and take it out, but you actually have to open the thing to get to that sticker. It's like on the inside of the packaging. And the plastic thing he's in that slides down in the box. So it's like you have to open it and taint it if you want to be able to get to it. Now, I have a lot of my Sackboy stuff is on display, but a lot of the more expensive figures I don't open. Now, one mistake I made was sleeping on that piggy bank. Can't find it now.
I didn't go to Walmart this week.
I checked the one on Wilma. I thought it was too expensive, and then now I've learned I made a mistake.
So you can, that's like, well, you can still order that from Target right now.
Yeah, you told me that. I wonder if it just didn't if it just didn't sell well.
So if you order today, you'll arrive by Friday, July 12th, July 10th.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let
Or if
me
they did
change.
like a first wave in store and now they're kind of as needed.
So if I ordered the car, so if I ordered today, I'll get it July 9th.
Not bad.
So you still get one if you're interested.
Yeah,
So
not bad.
would you like, are you specific on the numbers? Like the lower the number, the better, or does it
I
matter?
don't care. Yeah, I don't
Okay.
care. It's different with Sackboy. Like I'm not ever gonna sell anything Sackboy. So, like for me, then the numbers are relevant. Would it be cool to have like number one? Yeah, but I assume that stays at the U2's facility. But yeah, like an even number. I don't necessarily care about a lower. I also think the last print would be cool. Like
Four
a five, yeah,
thousand five.
5,000 out of 5,000 would be cool.
Right. So that, then I bought on Amazon Prime deals. They had a Lego set it was the Darth Vader bust that had that on sale, $42. So I was like, well, I might as well go ahead and get that because it's on sale. So I ordered that. That should be coming in, I think, Tuesday, I think it says, the 7th. And that's all I ordered. That's all I got.
Yeah.
And so we're going to... Okay.
I was going to say, it's just been a slower week for buying stuff, which is good. I need to take a couple weeks off.
Mm-hmm. So playing-wise, like I said, we played Minecraft pretty much all week. We've done a lot of changing, a lot of new things. We've come up with some new plans and adding plans, so big projects coming up. I still need to play the Astrobot. I need to jump back into that. But I've just been solely on Minecraft.
It's a bad time for you to play Astrobot because of Minecraft.
Mm-hmm. It'd be easier if I didn't have to change a disc out.
Yeah. Having to get up.
Yeah.
Real pain in the ass to walk those six steps.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't worry. We'll have a story later.
Yep. Right. Actually, pretty soon. So let's get into some news. PlayStation, they've announced their July monthly games. Their games are Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, the cross-gen bundle. That comes with everything. A multiplayer and the story mode. Then you have For the King 2 and CrossCode.
Hmm.
Next one, the big story we just alluded to. Sony has announced that physical disc production is ending January 2028 for new games. Big topic.
I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to stop the only way to stop it is to pull the Band-Aid off. My only thought is it's such a weird time. Physical everything is so hot right now.
Yeah.
Like, physical media hasn't been this popular in 10 years.
I mean, everything is going up. VHS tapes are going up in price. Laser discs are going up. Records are going up. Cassettes.
Kids are out there with digital cameras.
Yeah. Cassette tapes are going up.
People are screaming for physical everything right now. And, you know, I don't know. You get in front of this. This, to me, is tied to the PS6.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's what this is. I know everybody was expecting the PS6, you know, next year, but I wonder if it's not 2028 and it's tied to there not being disc anymore. What's the point of manufacturing any PS6 disc?
Right.
So I hate it, but this is not a surprise. I'm a little surprised that Sony was the first to do it, but this is not a surprise.
Yeah. With that being said, Sony has earned a community note, and it basically quit their, they turned their Twitter or X account off for a little while. I don't know if it's still on right now, but they basically said no physical discs for new games, news on PlayStation Store, Vita, and then readers added a note on their digital purchase grant, license to access content, not ownership. Sony recently removed hundreds of purchase Studio Canal movies from libraries due to licensing.
Yep.
But just because you buy it doesn't mean you own it.
I mean, I've had this conversation a lot. Me and friend of the show, Matt, talk about it a lot. You know, there's not a lot of protection for the buyer of digital media.
Correct.
So you have to be very careful. It's not just in games, but you have to be very careful. You are paying for the license to use that license for as long as they make it available.
Mm-hmm.
They could take it away.
With that also, Sony has decided to only sell one disc drive per person, and if you order it. For the PlayStation 5, as it did a band.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what else is clickbaity about that article from Push Square, who we cite a lot and who I like. They show physical Grand Theft Auto
Yeah.
when talking about the disk drive, which is not a thing right now.
Yeah, the disk drives are $79.
Why would the idea of physical going away make people want to buy more physical? Like, it's such a weird time.
I saw one news thing that said some guy walked into GameStop and traded in over $1,000 worth of physical games. Traded his PlayStation 5 in over $1,000 of games.
I think about it a lot, what it would be like for me to like go to a retro place and just bring like a U-Haul with everything I own.
Yeah.
Just to see how crazy it would be.
Go to GameStop, you'll get, $14.70, and we'll give you $80 in trading credit.
Or yeah, eight in cash or $200 in store credit.
Next one, with Sony announced with that, their stocks rose. It says that they rose 3.2%.
Because as an investor, it's a great move. You would probably have your mind blown if you knew how much they would save not having to produce physical media. No cases, no discs, no inserts. I assume that they have it worked out where they're still going to print cases with co codes in them so you can still go to Walmart and buy a little Johnny something. So all cases won't go away. Well, there'll be a lot of games who don't do that, who can't get that treatment. I would expect video game sections and stores to shrink. Walmart, Targets, Best Buy, I expect those to shrink.
Yeah, it seems like both of them have already shrunk just a little bit.
They're going to get smaller.
Also, PlayStation has also announced that they're making changes to the PlayStation Store for the PS3 and the PS Vita. They will be closing them down permanently. The PS3 store will close August 2026 in Mexico, Honduras, and Nicaragua. All other countries will be completely closed in by July 2027.
I don't know. I mean, this is what we're just talking about. If you bought digital and you don't have it downloaded to your system, after 2027, you're not going to have the ability to get that, I don't think.
Now
So, like,
with
even with me and my Vita, it's like, should I go take all the games that are cartridge based off my system and download everything that was downloadable only so I have it? Probably should, not going to, but probably should.
All right, in a big news, Sony has blocked Marvel token in 132 countries on PC. It's a Fighting Souls game. And no reason why it is blocked.
A lot of power, a lot of power just to take something off.
All right, some Xbox news. They've added five games to Game Pass: Full Throttle Remastered, Custom Quest 2, and then three Shadowrun games: Returns, Dragonfall, and Hong Kong have been added to the Game Pass Essentials. An interview with somebody at Xbox who claims team. See, Xbox writer Jez Corey had an interview. He claims the Team Green is very heavily evaluating how Halo is run. Doesn't believe Halo Studios is in danger of being closed down, but with PlayStation being the game coming out on PlayStation in a couple weeks, they're actually looking at that. Does it mean they're going to cancel it on PlayStation or not? With that, time is determining.
I have the same stance with Xbox as I've had for quite a while now. I just need them to figure out what they're doing. I actually think whatever they land on will be better than the path they were heading down, but they need to, like, the it's still foot in, foot out. Like, they need to commit. Let's put our foot down, draw a line, This is what it is. It's nothing else. End of story. This is what you can expect.
So one of my coworkers used to work for Microsoft, and she got laid off a couple months ago, and she moved down here. She was one of the big layoffs they had. She says she has friends up there that she still talks to, and they said she was saying that when they let Phil Spencer go, and they basically it was like, hey, we're falling, we're failing. We're going to close the gaming studio. They're going to shut down all the game stuff. We're going to just basically license everything out, like what they're doing with Halo and stuff. They bring Asha Sharma in, and she decides that she wants to change the whole culture. She wants to really push the games. They're giving her a chance. She came out and said that they are not going to do a disc version themselves already. They're not going to be doing. She wants to stop doing the sharing. So all the Xbox games on PlayStation, these other Sims, she didn't want that. So when she decided to change that, that's when Sony said, okay, if you're going to change that, we're going to change that, and we're going to stop sharing our games first. This is coming from someone's friends who work at Microsoft now.
Yeah, I don't know. You can obviously tell that she wants to get back to console exclusive. She's already done that.
Yeah.
I don't know what agreements were already signed, and maybe why there's this weird flip flop. But it's like, even with Halo, It's like it was going to be there. It was front and center. Then it went away. Then the logo was off. Then maybe it's not coming, and it is coming. Now it's like heavily evaluating. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Like, none of this is pulling people to Xbox or PlayStation. It's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is. Just say what it is. It's either coming or not.
Yeah.
Say what it is, move on. If you want to do console exclusive, let's get through everything you've already agreed to, and let's stop. Let's come out and say it. Like, we already signed for these other games. We've already agreed to put them over there.
Mm-hmm.
Past that, you won't see anything over there. But then stuff like Sea of Thieves absolutely found an amazing home on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Grounded. It's like, do you want to take all those away too?
Mm-hmm.
Or are your games as a service still going to go everywhere?
Right.
Just be clear with your message, whatever it is.
Well, but if the gamers will be happy with it or mad with it, you're going to split no matter what.
Yeah, someone is going to be upset no matter what.
Right. Next one, there's a new Xbox controller coming out later this year. It's called the Echo Aviation Controller XPC. It's basically like a flight stick controller. It looks weird.
It is insane.
It's got buttons everywhere.
Levers, doohickeys, knobs.
Mm-hmm, on the back of it. It's going
to
be...
I look forward to somebody beating Elden Ring with it, because that's what will happen.
Yeah, it's $150. It's got a parking brake, landing gear, and flaps on the bottom of the controller.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody will use this for not its intended purpose.
Yeah. They're going to play a fighting game with it.
Yeah, something like that will happen. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got 8 games leaving Xbox Game Pass early July. Golf, I'm going to read them off real quick. Golf With Your Friends, Solaris, EA Sports FC 24, Super Fantasy Kingdom, Power Wash Simulator, like Titana, Dungeons of Hindenburg, and Shadow of Tomb Raider. We're all leaving July 15th. You want to play those games? Go ahead and get them and knock them out. All right, quick Nintendo news. Nintendo, it looks like it's going to be releasing a newer version of the Nintendo Switch 2 with an LCD screen. And I also have replaceable batteries. Don't know if it's going to be just the EU or just here, which is Europe. Or if it's going to come here in the United States where you can replace the batteries. Now, people are wanting those European versions because you can replace the batteries.
You should be able to work on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people on this earth that will do more harm than good if they can get in their system. But that is not for a company to decide.
Yeah.
So ours should have a replaceable battery. As far as the LCD screen, are there issues out of what's in there now?
It just said it's just an improvement. It should just an OLED.
They should have. I assume they didn't because of price, though.
Yeah, they wanted to keep that cheap. Yeah, they wanted to keep the price cheap.
I still want to switch too. Yeah, mm-hmm. just do anything other than colored circles around it. Like, let's be fun. Let's be Nintendo. We were talking the other day, me and friend of the show Matt, about how like consoles used to be so fun looking.
Yeah.
And now it's like a race to the bottom with how like generic and minimal, and which some people love, but it's like, you look at the Switch 2, does that look like a kid's console?
No.
Is it for kids? Like, based on the games? Kinda.
Yeah.
But this is that's a sleek, like, adult looking system.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's your market. I have an N64 that has Pikachu like built onto the plastic, like he's made into the shell.
Look every week. I mean, I go through controllers, just finding the crazy controllers and the design ones. Like, they pique our interest. I'm not showing off the basic generics.
Yeah, I don't know what they're waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
All they, at this point, as long as it's not tacky, it doesn't even have to be for something I super care about. Like, if it's going to be Mario, that's okay. As long as it's not super tacky.
Yeah.
But like, let's go.
Right. Nintendo also revealed that over 800,000 people have now visited the Nintendo Museum. Looks like it's a good success. It opened in the public, and this is the museum in Kyoto, Japan. It opened in October 2024.
I would like to go. I probably won't, but I'd like to.
Mm-hmm. Maybe friend of the show Matt will go, because he goes to Japan pretty often.
Yeah.
He'll go for us. All right. Famitsu ran a survey asking people if they were to wipe their memory and play a game again, what game would they want? And the number, I'm going over to top three. Top three was Zelda's Breath of the Wild. Number two was Chrono Trigger. And the number three was Steins Gate. There's a list of, there's 20 different games on there.
Breath of the Wild was an amazing time.
Xenogears.
Yeah, Xenogears. Bunch of nerd shit on there.
Yep. All right. Now, we were talking about earlier about making games. Talking about the price of games. This one little article here comes out and says that the Sony game, it only cost Sony $6.50 to make the game. And the Nintendo, it takes $12 to $15 to make a cartridge to produce it. It doesn't seem right, but
I believe it.
Yeah. It only cost you $6.50 to make a game, and then I guess because a lot of games are not being sold, they're marking them down.
Make it. So that's probably to make the game. Is that to produce the game, the case, ship it to a store? Like, is that all in cost, or is that just what it costs to actually manufacture the game itself?
I think probably just to manufacture. That's what I'm guessing.
So that makes sense. There's a lot more involved in it. Not to mention, like, I mean, not to be shitty, but like all the employees.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying probably quite a bit in labor. And obviously cartridges will always be more expensive than disc.
Yeah.
I don't want them to go away. There's no reason to fight it now.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't feel like something that gets backtracked on, especially when you realize the new Xbox also won't have it.
Yeah.
And I think that that has been clear since the day they started calling it a PC, because, you know, you don't go by physical PC games.
Mm-hmm.
This was always going to be the plan. Nintendo will be the only company out there still making games. It's crazy. Think about this. Wrap your head around this. One day, maybe you'll be able to buy an Uncharted game through Limited Run.
Yeah.
Like, how insane is it that you can get Grand Theft Auto 5 through Limited Run, potentially?
And that's basically my next thing was Limited Run is making a game. I was like, well, that's going to be the place they're going to pop up, because they're going to be making discs. They're making games for people.
you know, this announcement couldn't be better for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But there's going to cause more companies like Limited Run to decide to jump into that wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Because there's already like three or four already that make physical games. So Limited Run Games is making a Tomb Raider Definitive Edition physical for the Switch 2. It comes with a cool case. The steel case looks like a little book or like a treasure chest.
It is cool.
It has a map and it has a Cryax keychain, a soundtrack, and it's a map of the area you're playing in, Yamati, Yamatai. You can pre-order on July 2nd. All right, next one. Amazon is bringing out 12 free games for July. There's a list. Let's see. Cyclones, Lone Star, Symphony of War, The Nephilim Saga. On July 9th, we have Still There, Regular Factory Escape Room. July 16th, we have Holy Vita, Frame Collection, Escape Academy. July 23rd, we have In Sound Mind, Mystic Academy Escape Room. Then July 30th, we have Zora, Age of Shattering, and then Weakless.
If you're diligent with all the free games or games that come with the services, even the ones you pay for, there is quite a bit of content out there.
Yeah. All right, next one. Meta has announced their games for the month. The games for the month for the Meta Plus is Gun Club VR, and then Phantom Covert Ops. Two shooting games.
Already got them downloaded. Not downloaded. Already got them redeemed. I'm pretty diligent about Meta more than anything else. I always do the PlayStation. I always do the Meta ones.
Mm-hmm. Right. So next one, last but not least, we got some brick news, some bricks. So this company called Brickcraft, you might have seen their toys. We've talked about it before. They might have seen their toys in Walmarts. They have two new ones. They have a Planet Express headquarters coming, and then they have a Beavis and Butthead sitting on a couch.
I think the Planet Express looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I don't like the, I don't even know what to call them, but like the realistic looking anything.
Yeah.
I don't like. I don't like them on Lego itself when it does like the realistic stuff. It's like it's that uncanny valley. Like they get really close, but it's not perfect.
I'm a big Beavis.
They have full printed faces and
well, it's
it goes.
They're bricked in there, so you have to. There's like the eyes, the nose, and then what has got the eyes and nose is one piece, and the mouth is another piece.
But their faces are flat.
Yeah.
So they definitely look brick built. They just look like, I don't know. It's hard to describe, but it looks like if somebody was to like build their own Beavis and Butthead at the house.
Mm-hmm.
They come with extra faces. Now you're a big fan, so I just assume you're weak to this, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't even matter that how it is, you're gonna have it.
Yeah, I'm gonna get this, and this got the Grave Cornholio on the back of it with toilet paper.
Got a little Easter egg back there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I do like this. I will probably get this because I'm a bit huge, and I have like a little TV remote control thing that makes them sound off looks just like this.
It's cool. I wish Lego would do a Beavis and Butthead collab, but that seems like it'll never happen.
So, Brickcraft does other stuff. They do have their own Botanicals, Futurama, Puppy Time. They're doing a Family Guy set. They have Peeps, Hello Kitty,
and they actually
MTV.
Have like on the flowers. Walmart carries quite a few of their flowers.
Mm-hmm. They do have quite a bit. Flowers, reefs, and stuff. So check them out. Another company is called Wiseblock, which we've talked about before. They've added more Assassin's Creed sets coming out. They have two ships. You can get the Jack Draw Voyage ship, which is a smaller one, or you can get the Jack Draw Epic Warship edition. There's a big price difference. They have the Harbor Master and then a Havanic Harbor.
They look good. Who did Assassin's Creed before? Was it Mega?
Mega Block, yeah. And we talked about their bonsai trees. And
yeah.
All right, now Lumibrix teased this little photo on their its Twitter page, X page, this right here. And if you're a movie fan, you'll know where that's from. That is from Blade Runner 2049. So they're going to do this. They're going to do a Blade Runner. They signed a contract to do Blade Runner.
It's interesting because I don't think, to my knowledge, we've seen them do an actual IP yet.
Yeah, no, this is their first IP.
No, I'm not a Blade Runner guy, though.
But it's interesting to see what they're going to do with the Blade, with not the Blade Runner, but more IPs do they get? And then do these IPs work with them instead of Lego because they can do the light up bricks?
Some sets just make sense, and Blade Runner's one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much light involved in making that special.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of Lumibrix. I mean, I've beat the drum for them for a long time.
Yep. All right. So some Lego news now. We have Lego Insider Days coming this coming up weekend, July 7th through the 12th. If you do get this, anything over $180, if you buy, you get this Sea Serpent Lego set, which I do like. I will be doing this. And then also, which is available, the Lego Airplane set 5010053, which is about $100 if you buy a city Lego, the city set, Lego Creator 3-in-1 set, or a friend set, you get the plane as well.
Shout out to them finally putting a friend set for a qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
As you can imagine, neither one of these do anything for me. I think the little plane's cute. The Sea Serpent doesn't do anything to me or for me.
Yeah.
But a big thumbs down to Lego and the prices for their gifts with purchase lately. They're so high.
Yeah. It used to be like $40, $60, $100. Yeah. Now they want you to buy
covering it $130 to $180.
I think it's unfortunately, that's to beat the scalpers who come in and buy. They'll order $100 set, then they'll order like $400 sets and get four.
You should have beaten me, though.
Yeah. All right. Lego's also announced the Halloween sets for this come up year. I have some cool looking sets. I'm not a big Halloween like set person, but there are some cool ones. They have this pumpkin, Halloween pumpkin lantern that does light up, which is good. They have the little ghost minifigure, which the ghost minifigure during the night sets a long time ago was pretty rare. So his set was pretty expensive. Now you can get him again. And there's the colorful lantern. I don't really know if this is Halloween, but.
Well, they're saying it is, but I don't quite get it, but I do think it looks good.
It does look good. Then the skull candle, which is also pretty cool. They dropped the ball with this one not lighting up, though. If you're going to light up the pumpkin, you should light up the skull candle. They've also announced this 3-in-1 red panda set. This looks cool, but...
How much of the population is truly 3-in-1 in it? Kids?
Yeah.
Or do you build the main one? Like, this is the red panda set.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just building a red panda and stopping is what I assume most of the adults do.
Yeah, that's what I would do. There's only been a couple sets where I would like to, if I was buying them, I would get all three. I'd buy three times just to build the three sets.
Yeah, what a pain in the ass to build it and take it back apart.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder who's doing these creators correctly.
Yeah. Next one, they announced a Ducati Technic set. It's a Ducati Desmo 450 MX Factory. That's at 42238. It's a bike. So they've added another bike on here. It looks cool, but I'm not a Technic person. I think we're going to see more bikes, though.
Technic doesn't get me going. Now, what I will say is I've seen a bunch of videos of that mountain bike on people's, or that road bike on people's like desk and background. Mm-hmm. That thing's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, and it's big, though.
It should have been branded, and it should have been a little smaller. It's pretty damn good.
Yeah. All right, they've also announced this Lego Super Mario Donkey Kong Arcade is going to be coming out in August. It's going to be about $169.99. Lego hasn't fully announced it, but it's out there. We don't know if it's going to look like the Pinball Machine Arcade or if it's going to look like the Pac-Man Arcade.
I assume since the Pac-Man is going away, it'll kind of replace that, if I had to guess.
Yeah, and the price point, I mean, you can't tell the difference because they're both pretty expensive.
It would be really cool to see it be like the Pac-Man where you could sit them next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're different, and Nintendo may want theirs to be different looking.
Yeah.
And not shaped like the Pac-Man, but it would be cool.
All right, they've also announced a Dr. Doom bust. Set 76345. It's from Marvel. He does look pretty cool. They have his eyes looking correct in the photos.
You'll appreciate this. When I was at Target the other day, I actually saw you at Best Buy after. But there was a, I'm going to say early 20s couple in there. And he said, "Babe, check out Yoda. He's fucked up." And then they laughed and put it back on the shelf. And they were in the Lego aisle looking. I don't know if they were looking for them. I just thought it was funny because to me, that is literally everybody's reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Doom looks fine. The Vader that released with the Yoda looks fine. Although I will say Dr. Doom looks like he has a set of tits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does.
He's got like wide tits because the piece they used has nips.
But someone said that it looks like a car. Like it's the front of a car.
It does look like
the grill
of a car.
And
yeah,
the lights.
It does look like a car that's going to come to life, but not in a Transformers way, but like in a cartoony way, like the Chevron cars almost, if you remember those. But he also looks like he has a B cup. It gives me Shredder vibes a little bit too.
Oh, yeah.
In that.
And last but not least, Lego Brick, Brick Link. Has changed up some stuff on their program. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be calling them series anymore. So series 12, 13, and 14 is going to be renamed to wave 1, 2, and 3. They are changing. So
every year is going to have wave 1, 2, and 3. It looks like, because it says 2028 wave 1, 2, 3.
Yep. They're, I don't know. Just something rebrand. I guess because where Lego fully took over them.
Is it weird though for you to have to explain that it's not series 13, it's wave 2 from 2028? That's literally more complicated.
Yeah. I mean, phones were starting to get that way. Like Samsung changed theirs to where, you know, the S21 is it came out 2021.
Or can we just normalize BrickLink and just call them by the set number like everything else and stop doing this at all?
Yeah. They've also just said they're going to redesign the box. Instead of the white box,
the BrickLink box.
Yeah, they're going to do a blue.
Yeah, it looks more like a Lego box now.
Mm-hmm.
I love the BrickLink box. It's so like classy.
Yeah, now it says the design they're showing here is not final. It's subject to change, but they're saying the color of the box will tell you the wave in the top corner. Wave 1 will be purple. Wave 2 will be green. Wave 3 will be red.
This is so unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
The box now will cost more to produce because of this. It's like, it's still unnecessary.
Yep. Frequently asked questions. It says, can you tell me why waves was chosen as the word described a future? Our team came up with a few ideas, different ideas that we like. We choose this version because waves does the job in making things clear and consistent.
Mm-hmm.
What will the future boxes be? The new package will largely be blue to reflect the main BrickLink brand color. From 2028 production year, each box will have an accent color display what wave it belongs to. Will name and update series 9, 10, 11? No. Are there any plans to end the BrickLink designer program? No. Are you planning any other further change to BrickLink designer program? No.
What I wish they would do or would have done was just start BrickLink with their own like set number. So if BrickLink was like 754001, and then just everyone click up from there, so that all BrickLink are like consecutive. So you know if it starts with those numbers, it's a BrickLink set. But it's too late for that. Now we're going to do waves. It was too complicated to call it the next series in line. Much easier if we color code the boxes by the year and wave.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done something where, like, okay, it's 2026. So the first wave starts with 00101 2026. That's the number for set one. Then 1002 2026 for set two.
But I don't want them to ever change the boxes. I want them to always look like that, because what's great is when you go out at like a con or something, it's easily recognizable as a BrickLink set. Like, don't change it to where the side's blue and it looks like a Lego set, or now there's going to be weird color boxes. Like, just keep it how it was. And then, like you said, call out your waves or whatever in the number.
Oh yeah. Speaking of BrickLink, I did get my Walt BrickLink sets. I did get my one set in.
I also got my antique wardrobe in. I didn't obviously not put it together. I probably will at some point. I've seen people online put it together. It looks cool. It's not my favorite set. I got sold by the crap that goes inside of it, all the little heads and minifigures of the different colors. I'm an antique guy, but it's not the kind of antiques I like. But I'm still excited to have it in the packaging. Top notch. Chef's kiss. The BrickLink packaging right now is very good.
Yeah, it's better than I think it's better than the normal.
I agree.
That's all right. Well, that's all we got for you today. It's a short and sweet episode. We're gonna knock them out. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/gamestitch. You can contact me on our socials at game_stitch, at ho effing show, or at game_stitch on both Twitter, Instagram, both of them. That was episode 696. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.